Good morning. Joining us, as he does each Tuesday, is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
A bit of a scare has to do with the potential for what authorities are calling a mass shooting in our region. And to that end, a former college student is in custody at this hour.
Yes, what we do know is that this former college student who just recently left the Adirondack Community College in Queensbury in Warren County is in jail today after being accused of making what state police determined to be a, quote, credible threat to commit a mass shooting at an unknown elementary school. 20-year-old Baralt of South Glens Falls was charged with making a terroristic threat, which is a felony, according to state police. The criminal complaint indicates that on Monday around 8 o'clock, he threatened to commit mass murder of school children in the town of Queensbury. He was a student until recently at the SUNY Adirondack Community College, and a spokesman for the college said that they were aware of the incident and they took immediate action and said that the student is banned from the campus as per protocol at the college. The school district in Queensbury posted a letter on its website saying that there was no indication that any specific Queensbury elementary school was targeted. The district also linked to a news story from the Glens Falls Post-Star newspaper about Baralt's arrest, reminding people of the importance of vigilance by parents and staff alike regarding potential threats to school safety. The letter from the school district also mentions that no other suspects were identified in connection with the threat and that state police don't believe Baralt had any access to weapons, guns, etc. The district letter also credited an alert teacher at SUNY Adirondack with sharing what they described as a concerning note with campus safety officers who contacted state police. So we're hoping to find out more today about this case. The suspect is in custody.
Mike, we have just a little bit of time, but I know yesterday the big announcement that Merrill Tisch, the head of the state regents, was going to step aside after her term ended, and then we see a side story here about remedial work, the headline on teacher ratings.
Yeah, in addition to the big announcement by Merrill Tisch, the State Board of Regents is now forming yet another panel to consider improvements to the state's new and controversial teacher evaluation system. They announced that Monday there's going to be a work group. The very controversial part of the evaluation system is that so much of it depends on how the students perform on standardized tests. Perhaps now there will be an appeals board where teachers who get poor ratings can look for a second opinion on how they should be rated. But more to come on that. That was announced Monday by the State Board of Regents.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. You can head to timesunion.com for more. And Mike, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.